Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Get your Frankie and Jess fix 24/7 on iHeartRadio.
So let's do this. You've got your bestie here in studio. You guys had Bunko last night?
Yeah. Bunko. I got most losses. Big loser over here. I lost big time.
She lost a lot.
A lot. A lot. Like it was a record. That's how bad I lost.
What do you mean you? Oh, so you lost, but you didn't. Nothing's on the line.
Yeah, prizes, man.
Prizes.
But you get a prize for most.
You mean junk?
You get no
stuff that you take
home
and stuff like for the house.
It's a prize.
Everybody gets a prize.
Like, what are the prizes?
That's funny. Right.
Well, it was a Halloween theme last night, okay. So we had like Halloween wreaths. I got a nice happy Halloween doormat. So yeah, lots of Halloween stuff.
So who won? Who was the big winner?
Tara. 6 Bunkos.
Yeah.
Yeah, she killed it.
I came in at second with 3 Bunkos.
Wow. Yeah, you might as well move back, Christy, because
yeah,
like you're here.
I miss it bad.
You're here like all the time. This
I
is
know.
So
I know.
Kind of bizarre. We
it's
just saw you like
month.
A few weeks ago.
It's yeah. once a month, yeah, that yeah. she comes in.
I'm so thankful I get to come in.
I know. Yeah. It's such a blast, man. I know. She was telling her husband, she's like, it's going to be like in the 60s, Monday in Utah. Why are we still in triple digits?
Why are we living on the sun down in Arizona? All right, let's get into the early edition of Hollywood Headlines this morning for your Friday. It's brought to you by Hatfield Dental Care.
All righty. So you love the show Jeopardy, and I'm like, ooh, that's a lot of brain stuff for me. It's exhausting. But they've had a lot of different switches and hosts and people in and out and celebrity, you know, guests and everything like that because of Alex Trebek and his passing. So they're trying to figure out what to do, and it sounds like they have a good game plan as of right now. So it's supposed to be Mike Richards, who has been with the show for years and years and years, and he also works with The Price is Right. And so some things came out from some audio that surfaced years ago where Mike said some things that were not okay. And he had apologized for them, but of course we know how this goes with the cancel culture thing. Like, even if it was something you've already, you know, repented your sins for, it still can come back to bite you. And so Mike is out as the host of Jeopardy because he was going to host it more consistently. And then Mayim Bialik was going to do the specials and different things like that.
Well, and I think it was totally BS from the get-go. I think that they did this, you know, for the hype. And it was definitely a lot of hype, a lot of celebs coming in. And I think he always had it in the back of his mind he was going to be the host. Because he's the guy running he's the one that's running the whole thing behind the scenes.
Yeah,
and
true.
It's just that even that joke that Jimmy Fallon made, it's like, I mean, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Then now you're the host.
Yeah.
So I think that the best fit, and from what I saw, because I didn't see all the celebs, but man, Ken Jennings, he really kind of just melded into that role.
It seems like he digs it and people are liking him too. So
yeah, he's good.
It looks like Mayim is going to host the show starting Monday, and then she's going to take it through November 5th. Mm. And then she and Ken Jennings are going to split duties until the end of the year. And then Mike Richards is, like I said, he's with Price is Right, too. He's the executive producer over there. And he was spotted yesterday having, I think, breakfast with Drew Carey. And Drew was like, I don't get it. He's such a good guy. He already apologized. This is something that happened a long time ago. But it's, you know, we live in the cancel culture. So, yeah, so it'll be Mayim and Ken that are going to be splitting duties on Jeopardy. So, yeah, that's where we're at. And like, I've never reported on a game show so much in my life.
And I think she's going to be handling more, like, special events once it kind of all evens out.
Yeah.
So once after the November thing, Ken takes over, then she's going to do where there's, what, special Jeopardy series and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She'll handle that. And it sounds like, I'll bet they'll keep Ken in, and he'll just be the guy.
Well, Ken doesn't need a teleprompter, right? Because he knows all the answers already.
Yeah,
so
right?
He doesn't even need the teleprompter.
Dude is brilliant.
He's smart. Yeah.
But it was kind of weird watching him. I don't know if you watched, like, at the beginning when he was filling in. You could tell that he, because it's a completely different beast. You're going from a contestant to the host.
Yeah.
But he's such a fan of that show, and he knows that show inside and out. It didn't seem like it took him long. I mean, the only thing that I had, like, at first when I was watching him, I thought he just seemed a little full of himself, and people were like, I don't really get that, but maybe that was just me, my own stuff or whatever, but he definitely feels like he just kind of, you know, fit right in.
That's cool.
He really balanced out and got comfortable with that side of it as the host.
I love it.
And like you said, I mean, he's smart. He knows all the answers.
Yeah. He's like, I'll just play the game show by myself.
Exactly.
Oh, man. But yeah, you're right. Miami is going to do like the specials because sometimes they'll take Jeopardy on the road and go to a college town or do different specials. Yeah, so she'll
college
be,
week and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. And she's just super busy. I mean, that girl, she's got a lot on her plate. And then Billie Eilish stopped in to talk to Drew Barrymore. And so she had some interesting things to say about her fans. I'm not sure which clip you have, but yeah, I didn't realize she felt this way about the fans. But I was like, oh, I'm very enlightened.
Well, and it's more of I think she's just, she went from being a fan. This is what she says, and I think is really interesting, and I can totally see that. At a young age, she talks about being 14, from being a fan all of a sudden to be put up on a pedestal. That's where what she's talking about.
One moment I was a fan, and then suddenly I was looked at as this like higher up, even when I was 14. And it was so weird because I was like, I'm not even anyone. I just make music.
She's just struggling, trying to figure out, you know, the fame thing.
Yeah, which for sure.
Can't blame her.
14 years old.
Young of an age.
Well, she went on to say that she thinks of her fans as her skin. Mm. And that's why people thought it was a little funky. She's like, the skin that gets me through, right? She said, my fans always have my back. And so she said, so I think of each and every, you know, one of my fans as a piece of my skin. And just the way she said skin, people are like, what? Like, well, okay, we get it, right? But it was, yeah, she's awesome. And like I said, it was neat to see her at the VMAs. She performed, she presented, she seems so happy, she seems grounded because that business is so crazy and she's been in it since she was a teen, like she was talking about, and just seeing her at the Met on Monday night and just how glamorous she looked, and even again just her energy and her smile, it's just neat. It seems like she's finding her way.
Well, and she did say that she feels is feeling less confident as she goes on, especially after watching that documentary.
I rewatched the doc like a few weeks ago, and it made me cry because I was thinking how like free-spirited I was and how open-minded I was, and then it's like the media just like tears it away from you.
So I was just talking about her with our Manny Mason yesterday because he was asking who you excited to see at the iHeartRadio Music Festival this weekend, and I'm excited to see her because 2 years ago we got a chance to see her, and it was a really cool vantage point where we were side stage watching her on the daytime stage. Now she's on the main stage, I think either tonight or tomorrow night. She's just an incredible performer, and she's somebody that, you know, she's in the, like, she's almost like her own genre. Now you've got other artists that are trying to emulate, right, or sound like her.
True.
And she, because she sounds like nothing else. That's I love it.
Yeah,
she's her own person.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, and it really is. And she's just an amazing artist to watch. So I'm really excited to see her. So
that's gonna be a fun show. Yeah, man. So such a fun show.
Tune in tonight at 8 o'clock. Same thing for tomorrow for nights 1 and 2 for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. We're gonna have it right here on CHT.
And then this is funny, and I agree with that, man, because this is a huge song. So we're talking about all these songs, like the best, greatest songs of all time. So we only rolled down like the top 20 yesterday, but there's actually a list of 500, right?
This is from Rolling Stone?
Uh-huh. And so Smash Mouth was pissed yesterday. So they tweeted and they're like, did we miss something? How is All Star not on this list? And I agree with them. My son
is a huge song. Yeah.
It's a huge song. My son's 14. He's been singing that song for 2 years. It's one of his favorite songs. I'm 42. How old am I? 43?
You're
43
now.
Gosh, I always forget.
Well, and
it's
some
terrible.
Of the songs that you mentioned yesterday, I'm like, really?
I know.
And some of the texts that were coming in, too, going, this is proof that the people doing this are just going senile.
I know. It's that's right.
Like, what? Like some of the bands they were talking about.
It was
that
lame.
Made the top 10 or top 20.
Top 20. Yeah. Well, and that's what and you talked about that for a long time. A lot of that stuff is rigged. It's stupid, right?
Political.
But still, it just sucks. And then Dan and Shay. So if you look at Dan and Shay, and of course, they are an awesome vocal duo in their country and crossover when you play them on the station, too. But it's Dan plus Shay. That's their logo. And so people are like, what's the plus? Like, why not have and? You know, why can't you put Dan
and Shay? Oh, my gosh. Now we're going to pick apart this. Are we gonna make and for like put?
Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we gonna do little signature petitions to
get the
to change
out.
It to and? Is this really now what people are upset
hilarious.
About?
Well, there'd be people
are they gonna start threatening Dan and Shay and their
people
family.
Are just confused. So everybody's confused every day, right?
Yeah.
So the reason
people
they
have too much time in their hands, man.
It's the internet. I blame the internet. So yeah, so they said the reason they love that plus sign when they got together as a band, they were like, okay, how can we, instead of doing and, like, let's make it more fun because they wanted to have that be kind of their symbol, their logo. So
are
when
they lovers? That's what people are thinking. Are they? Or if you're just lovers, come out and, oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're
people.
Like, yes, yes, we're lovers with our wives too and our kids, everybody, yeah. everybody. But yeah, so they like the plus sign. So they said, yeah, if we ever do arenas one day, if we ever, you know, get big, that'd be cool to just have the plus sign and have the plus sign on everything, like the hats and the shirts and, and on the big stage. And so now they do that. And so if you go to one of their shows and they are quite a bit bigger, I mean, they definitely are an
exploded,
awesome
yeah.
Yeah, duo, and they hit the scene and everybody's like, who are these guys? Their voices are incredible. But so I think they're going to be performing, maybe it's this weekend, they're going to be in Philly. And so the stage is actually shaped like a plus sign. So it's not just the logo on the stage, but it's a plus sign stage. So they were like, we just wanted to make it a little cool, something different. People were like, why the plus sign?
Why not division?
Why?
Why are you going to leave out division?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Did you cancel division?
Like, geez.
That's hilarious. People are, why not your TPS reports? Get back to work. Too much time on your hands. And then check out the pics. I've got them posted at frankieandjess.com. I don't know if you have the audio. Did you have the audio from Kim on Ellen yesterday?
Yeah.
We'll do it at 7:20.
With what, though? What are you talking about?
The car. Well, there's a ton of stuff she talked about.
Yeah.
Carpool Mom. She talked about Courtney and Travis. There's a lot of stuff. So we'll talk about Kim at 7:20. And it was an interesting interview. And there's a picture of Kim on the Hollywood Headlines page with Courtney. And it's kind of cool because they all live in the same neighborhood and their kids go to school together. So they go to school with their cousins. I just think that's kind of fun. But other stuff is up there, too. We've got a funny video of Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell, so we'll watch that later. And then Ed Sheeran. We talked about him because he was at the VMAs on Sunday night, and he did awesome. He looked amazing. He looked healthy and happy. But yeah, he just said award shows in America suck. He's like, people are weird. It's a weird vibe. People are competitive. People aren't very nice. And then you go over to award shows in the UK and everybody's winners, losers, doesn't matter. Everybody's drinking, fun, chilling out. He's like, it's just such a different vibe over here.
Hmm.
So yeah. And then there's other like, oh gosh.
Who's that guy? That guy looks familiar.
That guy from the Nerds.
Oh, that's from the Nerds?
Isn't he from Nerds?
No, there's
a Grease. Nope. He's from Grease. He's the nerd from Grease.
Oh,
there we
I'm
go.
Like, what?
Remember, so we talked about him probably a few months ago. He kind of looks like an older Screech.
Is that a mugshot?
Yeah. So he was going into this restaurant and harassing this younger waitress. And we talked about that on the show. And she's like, this guy's creepy. He's always coming in. Like, I don't want him here anymore. And then he got in trouble again this week. So I hope he gets help. But there's obviously something going on. And people were in the comments were like, that's such a thing for him to do. Like, it's typecasting at this point. Like, that's what he would have done as the characters
the
he's played. Yeah.
So what did he do to the waitress? I don't remember that story.
I'll dig it back up because it was.
He harassed her, you said?
He was harassing her. He would sit in her section. He would make comments to her. She was quite a bit younger than he. I mean, she was of age, right? She wasn't a teen or anything, but she was probably early 20s, and it just made her feel uncomfortable. I don't think he would tip. Like, he would make some gross comments, I guess.
She had no idea who he is.
No.
Still don't know who. I mean, I've seen his face before.
Yeah,
he was the geek in, what does he say?
Grease, the movie Grease.
Okay.
And then Renee Zellweger's up there. We've got Heidi from the Hills. We haven't seen her in forever, and she's definitely had more work done. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. So just check it out, frankieandjess.com.
How many kids do Heidi and Spencer
just
have?
Just one.
Just the one?
Yeah, they just have the one. So I know she wants more, but from what I've read, he doesn't, and maybe that's a good thing. You married Spencer.
About procreating, we don't know. I'm just kidding.
Right.
So how old is that kid now?
Oh,
is he
goodness.
Like Axel's age or older or younger? I can't remember.
He's
when
probably one, two, three. He might be around four. He might be a little bit younger than Axel, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, let me double. I'll double check it, though.
Side effects of the Frankie and Jess Show podcast may include binge cravings for more.
Good thing there's a ton to listen to. Want it? Get it.
The Frankie and Jess podcast, always open for business on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.